Ireland's Classic Hits, good morning, how are you? It is Trina Mara here, something for the weekend, and I'm delighted to be bringing you a good news story today. We all need a bit of this in our lives, and Carla is on the line. Now, you'll know Carla because she was on the last season of Irish First Dates.
So what would your like ideal type of person be if you could pick?
I just want somebody to bounce off.
Yeah, someone to buzz off.
Ideally, I would like a me.
That would be the same. Just give me a female version of myself.
that's exactly what I want.
Yeah, yeah, same here.
Hiya, Carla, how are you?
Hi, Adrina, I'm good, thanks. How are you?
So, big news. What's happening?
I know. Who'd have thought, like? Who'd have thought we went on the show in October this would have happened?
Tell us who you were matched with and what happened.
Yeah, so I got matched with Shez, and what looked like a bit of a ropey start for us was not actually a ropey start, and we got engaged last Wednesday on my 40th birthday.
Oh my God. I bet when you were filling in the application to go on that show, this was the furthest thing from your mind, was it?
Completely. Like, my best friend sent me the link. And basically it was just like, Carla, if you don't apply to this, I'm going to speak to you again. And I was like, oh, do you know what? I'll just go for it. Like, and I can remember I was sitting in the kitchen, but I might as well do it now. I've got time. So I'll just apply for it. Not thinking anything. Not even thinking that I would get on the show, because I knew there was going to be thousands of applicants. Never mind actually meet the other half and get engaged. It's mad.
Mad. So tell us then, what was your background then, for to remind people of when you were on the show? What was the dating background? Was it a disaster like a lot of people?
My dating background was, well, one, non-existent. And yeah, the ones that I did go on were pretty horrific. There are ones that you would rather not, you wanted to forget, basically. So I'm actually surprised I went on, because I've got quite a bad track record in dating, so I don't even know why I went on.
Well, it just goes to show, once bitten, don't be twice shy as well, doesn't it? When you went on, though, did you have a list? You know the way sometimes people go on that show and they've got a list of things, requirements that they have, and you kind of feel like saying to them, do you know what? If we knitted you a partner, we still wouldn't get it right. So still wouldn't have all the things that you're looking for. That person doesn't exist. What were you looking for?
Well, do you know what? I'm just going to actually say the perfect one did exist. I got every single thing that I asked for. It is unreal. Even like, I can remember just like in the interviews and even on the show, like the stuff that I said that I wanted, I got. It's crazy how perfect they got them. It's unreal.
Yeah, yeah. So Shez is the guy who had the tattoos everywhere. I mean, everywhere.
Everywhere. And do you know what? And I'm sure a lot of you probably would have guessed by my face, my instant reaction when I seen him in my head was nope.
Really?
And that was because of, I swear in my life, and that was because of the facial tattoos. I was just like, no. But then as soon as he started talking, because then I was just like to my little sister, I just want somebody that's dead on and that I can chat to. And as soon as he started talking, I was like, oh, he's actually really nice. He actually can talk.
Okay.
So he won me over in no time. But that initial reaction for me was no. And how wrong was I?
And I know throughout the day, she kind of discovered that you were very similar in that, you know, you said you'd had about 50 jobs in your life and you never liked to be kind of tied down to one thing. And he was the exact same. He lived in America, hadn't he?
Yeah, he lived in America. Like when we like kind of trace our lives up to this point, they are so similar, and what we've done and where we were going, and it's just like, it's mad in a way how we've come to this point, but when you see our past and how we've come to now, it's just like our lives have been pretty much similar up to now, and even past relationships and things, like, so as crazy as it is, there's method in it, like it works, like our like we work.
So tell us then, after the date, you both said you did want to go on another date. And I always wonder whether the people actually do or not, or are they just being polite sometimes? I'm sure some people are sometimes.
Yeah, to be honest, I thought he was being polite. So it kind of, I think it done like a complete 180, like for me, because I was obviously no at the start. And then by the end, I was smitten. Yeah. And then like when we were doing our interviews, I was thinking it was coming across that he didn't really like me as much. So I don't know if I appeared calm on camera, but inside I was shaking and sweating, because I'm just like, he is going to bin me on TV and I just want the ground to swallow me up here. So when he actually did say, I was just like, he's probably just being nice. But yeah, so we swapped numbers and stuff. And like the first couple of days, it was just like general chit chat. But by the Tuesday, we were talking 24/7, and I just kind of thought, oh yeah, there's something in this here.
Oh, we're in trouble now. We're in trouble. So was this during? Yeah. Was this during the pandemic and everything?
It was. It was because we the show was in October, and like we did have the discussion kind of right at the start, and you know, it was like if we abided by the lockdown, we would never have seen each other. We would never see each other. So we kind of like went out once or twice before Christmas, and then just bit the bullet and thought, you know what, if we want this to work, which you know it's going to, you may as well just kind of come up here and live here, because it's just like, we know it's going to happen. What are we messing about for?
So you moved in together after no time?
Yeah, and like the new year, after Christmas, we spent the whole week together at Christmas. He didn't want to go back home. I didn't want him to go back home because I'm obviously up the north and he's Dundalk. And it was just like the worst kind of time, like leaving each other. And we're just like, well, why do we have to leave each other? Just you come up here, and that's what it's done. Like he still worked the way down there. Yeah, so it worked.
And what did everyone think around you, all the friends and all? Do they think, oh, you're doing this very, very fast. You don't even know him. You met him on the telly.
Well, I think that's what he got from a lot of his friends. I think most of mine know exactly what I'm like, and I've always said whenever it does happen, it's going to happen like rapid fire. It's going to happen really quick, so nobody was really that surprised at me. But I think all his friends were a bit, you know, you need to slow down here. And I can see where they're coming from. We were telling each other we loved each other after 3 weeks. We were just like, people could see our messages, they would think we have lost the plot.
Oh, it's a kind of vomit inducing stuff now, is it?
Yeah. in no time. But yeah, people, I don't think they tried to warn us, you know. I think obviously we're old enough to know, like, but there definitely was a few comments, but you paid no heed.
So on your 40th birthday on Wednesday, welcome to the club. I turned 40 in February. It's a great
Thank
age.
You.
But so he popped the question, were you expecting it at all?
No, not at all. Like, obviously we have been talking about it, and he has me completely fooled. I was thinking it was going to be like the year anniversary of the date. So I had no inkling what was coming. What I thought was coming was a trip to New York. And he asked me earlier on that day, only because I had mentioned it a few weeks ago, and then he mentioned it a few days later. And I'm like, I've already mentioned that. So I thought, well, he must be looking at it.
Yeah.
So that's what I thought was coming. But then when he asked me that morning, so he's just like, any idea what it is? And I didn't want to be really cheeky and go, I holiday.
So I just thought,
oh, God, that's a bit much to be asking for a present. Like, so I was just like, no idea. Thinking that's what I knew it was. So whenever we got to Mum's, I thought I had one up on him. I know it's coming. So no, he had me totally. I thought I'd be able to see it coming. I always said to him, I said, you're not going to be, because he can't hold his own water.
Right.
So I was just like, I'm going to see this coming a mile off. I'm going to have to sit and pretend that it's all a big shock and I'm surprised.
How did he do it?
Well, he sent the ring and all to my mum, so they were all in on it. And then he wrote me a poem, and I was like, oh, should have guessed that, because he's a poet. He loves poetry, and he writes me poems all the time. So I was like, okay. So I love this new poem. I was like, okay, what's this one? This is a new one. And then, so yeah, he proposed at the end of the poem. And like my face, like my mom obviously had a video, like I've got it in video, I'll send you. It's just like my face is a picture.
Oh,
I
amazing.
Was like, oh my, yeah, it was class.
So you'd highly recommend going on First Dates Ireland then?
Yes, of course, and telling everybody. Any single person I know, I'm just like, get on it. I've already wrote my mum, and she submitted her application form. She does know,
no
by the way. Yeah, she does know it. If you didn't do it behind her back, she was there.
Oh, that'd be brilliant if your mum was on there as well.
I know, but remember, she can dine with me. So yeah, like, she's next.
And do you think she's going to get on the next series?
Oh, I hope so. I really do hope so. I know, imagine.
Yeah. So it's a bit soon, I know, to be asking this, but any ideas when the big day will be?
Of course, I had it picked already.
You had it booked and all.
No, not yet, but I always said I wanted to get married New Year's Eve, because I always want to go into a new year happy. So it's going to be New Year's Eve 2022. I always had the day picked, just never the year.
Yeah. And is Matteo going to be the best man then, seeing as he kind of, you know, did it all for you?
He, he might he'll definitely get a role, but the best man spot's already been taken.
Well, listen, absolutely brilliant news. I'm delighted to hear this, and I think that's got to be the quickest engagement from a telly show ever, is it?
Probably. Yeah. As I say, like I knew when it happened to me, it was. I don't think he was as confident, but I knew once it happened to me, it was going to be done really quick. But I'd say, yeah, probably from any of the shows, it was probably the quickest.
And Camille, what made Chez apply for that show? Because just from looking at him, for all the tattoos and everything, and he doesn't seem like the type that would go on a show like that to find love.
Well, do you know what? He'd never watched the show before, so I don't think he knew what it actually was about. He just wanted to be in TV, so he was just like going, oh, I'll go on it. So I don't think he knew what was coming, so he thought it was a bit of a piss take. He didn't think that they actually tried to match you, and I kept telling him after, like, why do you think that? It's just like, that's what the show's about. Little did he know, but don't let them tattoos fool you. He's the biggest softie.
It's so funny, the amount of people who go on these shows to just get on the telly.
Yes,
so he was just going on to be on telly, and he ends up with a fiancé.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, pretty much had the same as me. Like, his mate sent him the link as well. So he's like, yeah, I'll go for it. So he just applied, wanted to get on TV.
Gas. So forget about your Love Islands. First Dates Ireland is the place to go. And obviously the producers and the researchers do a lot of work in the background to make sure they get the right people together.
I'm telling you, they've done a fantastic job. Like, I was just like, if they can get even close to what I have said I wanted, I'd be mightily impressed. Even beforehand, Kira was just like, you know, just keep asking questions so we see why we matched them. Now, I was like, we know exactly why you matched us. It's just like, you knew how perfect we were for each other.
Carla, just give me some inside info. How long does the date actually go on for?
The date in itself is 90 minutes and it goes in a blink of an eye. The day in itself is longer, but the date itself is 90 minutes. And they do say, you know, it'll go so quick, and it does. Like, from sitting down there, like, obviously I was the one waiting, and I was texting mummy going, I'm the one at the bar. And it was just like, you know, from sitting there to leaving, I barely remember it. I had watching the show, I was just like, yeah, I forget, you know, we were even saying that. We discussed that. It's mad.
I'd say by the time the meal arrives, you're starving then, are you?
Yeah, you are. But then it's just like, you're just kind of trying to make a good impression too. He's just like, as well as you know the cameras, you can't see the cameras, but at the back of your mind, you know they're there too. And it's just like, you know, you're trying to behave, because my previous dates haven't gone well with alcohol and stuff involved. Like, so it's just like trying to remember everything and not feel.
And the thing is, as well, when you know you're being filmed, you kind of get a bit self-conscious, don't you? You're like, oh God, what do I look like? What do I sound like?
Yeah, well, you do at the very, very start. And then I think once you sit down and once the conversation, you completely forget they're there, you know, which is obviously a massive help. They're hidden, kind of. So, yeah, like you do forget that, you know, you're that engrossed in the conversation and making sure that the conversation is flowing, which is not even, you didn't even have to think about it being shared, like, but...
Oh yeah, because there's nothing worse, is there, than sitting there and you've run out of things to talk about.
I remember the
Gibson Hotel is literally right beside our radio station, and I remember going in to the Gibson and going to take a lift and then realising there was a guy in the lift, and they were filming his shot, you know, when they go up and down in the lift. And I was like, sorry, would you mind just waiting a minute there? I said, I could have been on the telly there, damn.
But, I know, you could have.
Well, listen, absolutely brilliant news. Carla and Chez from First Dates Ireland, congratulations on your engagement, and the best luck in the future. Just brilliant news to have gone on a telly show thinking nothing would happen. And tell me this much, you were talking about all the jobs that you did on the show. What is the current job?
The current job is still the nurse. I'm still a nurse. I'm in there tonight. We're both back to work today, so it's back to reality with the buying, like, but still riding high on it. It's great, like.
Brilliant. Well, listen, thanks so much for talking to us today, and the best of luck. Cheers, Carla. See you now.
Thank you so
much.
Bye.
Bye. It's Ireland's Classic Hits, something for the weekend.